Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like our Facebook page, which is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And also, while you're at it, to invite members of your upline, downline, or people who are thinking about becoming an Avon representative to like our page as well as to listen to the show. So if you have been following our show, you know that on the first Monday of the month, we do selling Avon products to the beauty professionals. That could be a hairstylist, that could be a nail technician, that could be a massage therapist, whoever's in the beauty field. And the following week, the second week of the month, we do a roundtable discussion. That's with myself and Gil and Clark and Ellen Edwards. And that show is dedicated to help you as an Avon representative. It would pick up topics that we feel that could be most beneficial to the Avon representative. And then, the third week is myself and Sashi, and we talk about the Avon business opportunity. That's a great show to invite possible recruits, or if you and your team want to learn more about how to take your business to the next level by recruiting, sharing what you're doing with others. And then the fourth week is when we have skincare by Gia. And if we have a fifth week, we usually don't have a show. And if it's a holiday, we don't have a show. So with that being said, though, on the 25th of March, we will not have a show. So we have Gillian. Gillian, are you there?
I'm here, Pat.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so we're talking about skincare again. So what are we going to discuss today, Gillian?
Well, a couple of things, because if you're a representative, I guess you have two types of people that are on this line. You have, well, maybe three. You have people that might be entrepreneurs that want to understand how to sell skincare and how to use skincare. You probably have customers that want to hear about a new product coming out. And then you have representatives who want to hear what can be added into their toolbox that's going to help them to sell the skincare that Avon promotes. So I wanted to address all three, and I want to mainly key in on on the representatives that might be on the line. That means they're Avon representatives, and I guess the entrepreneurs that are here also wanting to understand about how to sell skincare. So one of the things I'm noticing, if you go out on social media, especially if you're out on Instagram, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, now I'm not saying you have to be on all of these. Whichever one works for you, however you want to spend your time, I'd advise you to be concentrating on one or two. You're trying to do a lot, unless you have help doing that, you're probably going to have a difficult time. But anything is possible depending on what type of time you have to invest in it. I'm noticing, especially now, I've started to invest my time with Instagram, because I love that it's kind of simpler and easier than Facebook. And I'm noticing that if you want to sell skincare to your friends and family, posting a picture and saying it's on sale, saying, oh, this is a great product, you're not going to catch their attention. And Pat, I don't know about you, but everybody's time is so freaking limited. So if you can just post something and say, oh, this is a great product and all, that's not going to be enough to make someone and go to your website and click on it. And I'm seeing a lot of people doing that. And you know who's liking their posts? Other Avon representatives, other people on their team, not their friends and family, and they continue to do it. You know, I've seen that's a wrong way to do it. I've seen some other higher up representatives that have teams. I see them, like, they wear the clothes and they have makeup on, and they say, how do you love the lipstick? How do you love the new this? How do you love the new that? Oh, I mean, look at my skin. They do a before and after picture. Those things are what are going to get your customer and people while they're flipping through their phone to stop and look. So I highly recommend try using the skincare and show what your face is like with no makeup on, then what your face is like after you've done a regimen. Or say, you know, how long do you spend? Ask the question. How long does it take you to take? Ask someone that looks confused out there and having the wording say, how long does it take you to take and do your skincare regimen in the morning or in the evening? And let people engage. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to answer your question like, it takes me too long. I just don't even have the time. Or I don't even have a regimen. Those are the people that you start talking to and targeting. Do you have anything to add to that part, Pat?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It just can't be an empty picture. That's the bottom line. It just cannot be an empty picture that you post on Facebook and say, like you said, this is a wonderful new moisturizer, because it's meaningless. But I think, and what I've learned is that videos get the most views. So you know, what you may want to do is videotape yourself using the skincare, using the cleanser. You don't have to do the whole regimen. You can if you want to, but maybe you want to just use the cleanser and show how it looks on your face and how easy it is. And you say, instead of me grabbing a bar of soap, you may have a soap in your hand. Say, I'm grabbing my skincare product, and then maybe explain why. That's more meaningful than
listen,
I think that you said. Just showing an empty picture on the page.
I'm telling you, like, you have nailed it. And on Instagram, you could do Insta stories. You've got IGTV. So go right in there on your morning while you're doing your routine. You don't have to be all perfect at all. They're not looking for perfect. They're looking for someone they can relate to. And you could be getting there in the morning and you're in the bathroom and you're like, you could be having my phone and say, okay, this is just a quick shot. You know how it is? Like, you got to get up in the morning, you got to get kids going, you got to go. And you got to do your face, too. I got to do my face because that's the one thing I got to do for me and I have time for. This is what I do. And do a little quick thing or just say that thing. And if you got that, those type of issues, too, like this post or say amen or say yes, me too. Or and I can relate to you or I relate. And then get that conversation going. Those people that related to you and said that, you can talk to them offline and say, yeah, I'm so glad you know, what's your skit? You can ask them the questions. Posting stuff is not working. That's not working. So we gave you a big tip. If you're selling skincare and if you're an Avon representative, that's a big, big tip. And if you're not following through with what your company puts out on the products and trying the products, which you can't go over, Pat and I can't go over telling you how many times. If there's something there you want to try, if you don't try it, you're not going to know what it's like and you're not going to be able to sell it because you're not going to like it. Or if you have a customer that wants to try it, then you need to recommend it to them or something like that. So I highly recommend that. Here's another example. Today's my birthday. I have two people that inboxed me and said, happy birthday. And they said, I'd love to send you a sample of something I'm using right now. Would you mind if I send that to you? And I was just like, that was really nice of them. They're sending me something. Now, of course, the first thing I was thinking was like, oh, they asked me to buy something because that's what the first thing you want to say. But no, they weren't. I asked that. I'm not interested in buying anything. No. It's something I've been watching you on Facebook. I know today's your birthday, and you're local to where I live, so I'd like to send you something. So I'm like, okay. So I gave them my job address, and this is not somebody I knew from nowhere. It's someone I've been on friends with on Facebook for a long time. Someone I lost touch with that was in high school with me. Someone that still lives in my area, and I know their family. It wasn't someone that I don't know, and just like, they could be a mass murderer for I care. No, I didn't do that. I did that to someone that I know that's out there. And I said, sure. If she wants to do that, sure, if you want to send me a sample. I said, there's no commitment or anything. I said, no. Because I just want an honest review. How many people that you can say that to that you might know on Facebook that might even be relatives or close friends that you could say that to? I'm not talking about talking to strangers that you've never met before, but people that you are close to, college friends, sorority sisters, that you could say that to. That's the way you're going to take and get people involved, or to be honest with you, you've got to remember the outcome. The idea is not the outcome. The idea is the process to get. If she tries this and then she says she really loves whatever she got, she's going to say, wow, how much is that? I'm interested in it. That's a sale. If she says, I tried it, I didn't like it, you got to let it go and say, fine, thank you so much. I appreciate that you reviewed it. What didn't you like about it? I'm just trying to find out some information because I know not everything is for everyone. And you get them involved. But you know what? The fact that you thought about them, it's on their birthday or it was on a holiday or they were going, you see something that they were doing and you commented, the fact that you do that, it's not looked at as something that's like salesy. It looks like something like, you know, I like how they do that. They like your style. You know, Pat, do you agree on that too?
Absolutely, absolutely. And while you were talking about that, I was thinking about maybe you can get somebody can get like a couple of the Avon representatives together, maybe, you know, two other girls, and and show people how, because I see this on YouTube where people do this, do a home spa, and they tell what product they're using, and they put the, they do the, and they talk about it, how wonderful it feels. Then they go to the next step of the toner, or, you know, we don't have time, but don't go to the next step of the toner, and they do the math, and they just show, you know, and it's just like a wonderful, you know, you really, it captures you. So maybe get three of your friends over on a Saturday or a Sunday and do a little demo like that.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea. I just wrote that down, Pat, when you were saying that about the video. That is an amazing idea to take and get some friends together. Having a pizza party, or, you know, sometimes there's a lot of things where you have girls' night out and sometimes you can't get a babysitter and you want to say, okay, come over, ladies, and let's take and do something. We'll put the kids to sleep, or, you know, the husband will take care of the kids, or, you know, and you're going to get together and do something. Or have them bring their kids and their kids are playing in the other room, or, you know, and you're going to just do something. Try on stuff. You know, because women love to try on lipsticks. They love to try on things on their face. They like to try on eyeshadow. They like to try on new nail polishes. They like to try on, you can have a prize and say, okay, we're going to do this. It's going to be an online party. You're going to invite your friends. And you don't know how many times people have nothing to do on a Friday night or a Saturday night. Or Saturday. And they would love to watch your little show thing going on. Because you know what? It's in the moment and it's not staged. It's real, and people can relate to real.
And you know what else is good also, what you could do, because, you know, when you post these things, you can write a little, you know, one line of sentence, whatever you want to write. But it would be nice to put it on an event that you know is going to get a lot of hits. Like, for example, a lot of people watch The Bachelor. So maybe you could have a bachelor party, and then a bachelor viewing party, that's what it is. And then you hashtag bachelor, and you know people are going to put bachelor in because they want to see what's going on with the bachelor. And then they just see everybody doing this little video. And you can do that with the Oscar, you can do that with Super Bowl, you can do that with any major event, the Grammys, any major event that's going to be on TV, you can have the viewing party and do that, and then hashtag that event.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You could have the housewives, you know?
I love that. Game of Thrones, that's April.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you right now, there is so many things that you could do that would take and like draw people in, and they'd be interested in finding out. And it doesn't have to be all that perfect. It's not going to have to cost you anything to sit down and have, like, you know, make sure your house is clean. Make sure you have the place that everybody's sitting down. They're going to sit down and, you know, that everybody's comfortable. Make sure you set up your camera somewhere, your phone, or your phone. You don't even have to have a lot of stuff to do this. And you can sit there. Go ahead.
Oh no, listen, and you can buy props. You know, I bought photo props for like retirement. You could buy have little props, and everybody could take pictures with them with their little mask on, with little props. It's, I mean, it could be so much fun. And don't forget about the men. You could do a Super Bowl men's party.
Oh, that's right. Listen, football, baseball is coming up soon. You can have parties.
That's right.
You have to have a men's baseball party or a game party, you know?
Or boxing.
Boxing. And what do they call that when they do it on they're in those games? I forgot. My sister's in one of those games. It's one of those online things. Like you look at a team that's your team that you won, and it's online,
I don't know about that.
I forgot what it's called. But it's so many different things you can get involved in
that
you can do to make
it
fun that relates to something else. And let me tell you something. People want to see that. They want to see that. They want to see somebody else having a good time because that's what they want. They want things to be easy and fun. And it doesn't have to take a long amount of time. I'm not talking about hours. Showing something, half an hour, 45 minutes, the most would be something like that. But it's fun. It's like an intermission. It's like an intermission. Intermission from life, from the life stuff that happens to people. They want
Absolutely.
That intermission. They don't want a whole series because they can't do a whole series. But intermission, a little intermission in their life struggles, life whatever, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, they don't not love their kids and their family, but everybody needs a freaking break now and then. And that's
absolutely
perfect thing to do for a break.
And you never know, you may even get bookings out of that. People may say, "Who can you do more for me at my house?" Yeah.
You know what? That's exactly right. Listen, you never, ever know what might come out of it because women getting together, and when they have to get together, when they get together outside and it's for someone, a mommy who has kids and stuff, they don't want to spend a lot of money. But if you can get together and have something at your house, you know, or get together at someone's house or, you know, something like that where everybody's like chipping in or they just say, you know, just come and bring your favorite cheese. You know what? Come and say, bring your favorite, I don't know, I'm trying to think what else. Bring your favorite lipstick color. You know, I mean, something that's just doing easy that they have. Go ahead.
When I used to sell, what's it called, Copper Craft, and we had, when it was time, after the order, the finale of the presentation was we made a cherry jubilee, and that was the easiest thing to make. Yeah, you get let me see if I can remember. You bought the can of cherries, and you bought liquor. You know, I think it was brandy. I think it was. I have to look it up. And it was brandy, and you set it on fire. And it cooks itself, and that makes. And then you could put it over a plain piece of pound cake, and that's all you really need.
Wow!
And it makes such a cute.
Wow!
And if you have a fondue, we should do it in a fondue pot. And it was just such a great presentation.
Oh my gosh, I love that! I love that. You know, Pat, I was just thinking too. You can have a giveaway, you know, like okay, everybody come. There's going to be giveaways, and you could be giving away. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. How many people I know got Christmas gifts that they were like, oh my God, like I already have that already, and they already packed it away and don't know what to do with it. Whether it's a blanket, whether it's some earrings you didn't like that you didn't wear, you know. But you can have giveaways of that stuff. I'm just trying to think of ways that you don't have to spend more money. You can give a giveaway of one of the products that you're going to have there, you know, the skincare products. But what Pat is saying, what I'm saying is that it just doesn't have to be you're there to just try and sell someone something. You have to make it fun. You have to make it so people want to enjoy themselves. They're going to say, you know, I had a really good time last night, you know, and they could say that. And you'll be okay with that because here's the thing. If you take and you make someone happy and they enjoy themselves, they're going to want to be in your presence. They're going to want to follow you. They want to hear what you're doing.
And I tell you, when you go online, if you Google, because there's tons and tons of hosted games like Icebreakers. You can take some of those and download
wow.
them and do them.
And you can also go to Pinterest. Let me tell you something about Pinterest. Pinterest is the undiscovered social media that I know right now that is going. It's going to be the next big thing that's going to get big. But go to Pinterest. Mm. You get so many ideas, like what Pat said, hostess parties, taglines for parties. You can do makeup parties. You can do skincare parties. You can find out what other people are doing. And then put it inside your post, what you're doing. And here's the great thing about social media. You can have a party with your friends that are there, and then you tell them to let all their friends know about it, and all their friends could be watching online. You know?
Yeah.
So you have a party of maybe 5 or 6 women that you invite over. Maybe you don't want a lot, but 5 or 6 of your close friends. And if each one of them has 5 or 6 of their friends watching while you're there having the party too, and they can comment or they can, you know, interact, what do you think? How do you think that's going to make everybody feel? Everybody's going to feel great. So I'm bringing that up because there's so many ideas and ways you can do things. And Pat and I have spent a lot of money on coaches, on things to
yes,
do to
did.
Try
yeah.
and learn and to get to the next level of understanding. I'm open. If you are open and you're on listening to this show, there are just so many ways and things that you can do. Pick one, okay? March is going to be the end of our first quarter. Pick one. Start something. Now, this is for the people that are representatives and that are people looking to sell skincare. For the customers that are on the line right now or the clients, if you came here just to find out some information of what's the latest and greatest with Avon and skincare, or whether you're here because maybe a representative sent you here to listen in on this call, number one, if you like anything they're saying, go back and talk to them and say, listen, I heard about this. You're going to have a skincare party and you can make it fun. I want to do that. When are you going to do something like that? Mention that to them. Or I want to make sure I let you know so you can get something out of it. There is a new skincare that is coming out in Campaign 7, and it's called Ultimate Supreme. And I'm telling you right now, I have tried it. It's made with the black pearl extract, chamomile oil, and argan oil. And it's like a dual elixir. I'm telling you right now that it's saying that 94% of customers saw a difference in the most advanced signs of aging. This is the latest on new product. I'm telling you right now, I would be mentioning, saying something, maybe having a new party and talk about it. It is my skin right now feels so soft. And what's happening, I'm getting these like little lines on the side of my mouth. It's almost like this smile line, but they're like a little deeper. They're getting that way because just to let you know too, today's my birthday and I turned 63. So I'm noticing all those little lines on my face as I'm taking and doing my skincare regimen. But they're natural lines, but I use this, and I'm telling you, when I put this on, and I put a little of my cream to powder foundation that I put over it, just I use light cream to powder foundation. My skin just looks so freaking hot. I'm just sorry, but I'm just like, let me tell you, you got to love yourself. I look at my skin, and I'm like,
ow. Absolutely. And you know the question you have to ask? This is the question people have to ask. If you've had the privilege of going to your classroom reunion, whether it's high school or college, do you look at your classmates?
Wow, what a good question.
Oh,
what
if you look at your classmate, you need to get in the skincare regimen. Because I look at people, I say, did I go to school with that person?
That's all so right. It's like, but you know what, too? You find out they don't have a regimen. So unless you're going to ask to start talking to people, you'll never know. But I'm telling you, Pat, I started looking at people's skin. I could tell people that in the morning when they come into work, they have nothing on their skin at all because the skin, the forehead is flaking already. There's no moisturizer. That's what, giveaway. There's no moisturizer. Or I look at their skin, it looks ashy. It looks like it's dry.
Yeah.
Their skin is so dry. They're not doing a skincare regimen.
Those are people you need to talk to
and give us samples to try.
And they think they look okay because they're used to seeing themselves. The test is gone. And I tell you, and when you're using the regimen and you go to your class reunion, people say, "Oh my God, you look great because you look like you were." Okay.
Yeah, this is
there. You go.
I'm telling you, this is so true. Look at people around you and ask them about their skin. And if you see there's something wrong with their skin, be a friend. Let them know. Like, your skin looks dry on your forehead. What are you using? Ask them what they're using. Ask them. And if they say, "Well, I'm using da da da, and I love it," it's like maybe you should be using a little more then, because I mean, just look and. Do me a favor. Take a picture. Look, I'm not talking about embarrassing people in public. This is not my way, and that's not a way to make friends and people like you.
But
if you're talking to someone and you're having lunch with a girlfriend, and you know you see her lips are dry, or you see that if you are a true friend, are you going to let her just sit there and not say something to her? And you think and you have something that could be the solution that's going to help her? Then you're not a true friend if you're not going to say something. So, you know, I recommend you look for those things. Remember who you are. You're the Avon representative. And clients and customers that are on the line, if you are looking to find out some more, talk to your representative. Ask a question. Say, "Listen, I was on this call that someone told me to get on, and I was listening, and I'm like, I want to try some of that stuff out. What do you recommend? What can I do? Do you have any suggestions?" And if you can't find anybody else, call Pat. This Pat is the head of this show. She's an esthetician also.
Call Keelan.
You can call me. Let me tell you something. When we're here as sisters on this planet, you know, it's called Team Human. We want everybody to look good and feel good. And
that's my
philosophy, because if other people look good and feel good, look good and feel good, guess what? We're going to have a happier community of people around us. So I want to make people happy, just like Pat doing this broadcast to do this. She does it for free of her time. We all do it to help anybody we can that's interested in finding out how to do better, how to do good. That's what it comes down to. That's my talk today.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. That is so true. Let me do a time check to see how where we are. Oh, we got just two more minutes. Give me two seconds about the convention that's coming up.
Yes. So the convention's coming up. And now if you're a representative on this line, you do know that if you sell a certain amount of these campaign 7, I believe, is double dollars. Take a look at that and check it out. So if you can sell these, if you can find enough people that you can help them with their skincare, that's it. You got to help them with their skincare. With this product, you can have double dollars, which is going to help you toward the convention. So I highly recommend it. It's a win-win. You know what? I got involved with Avon because it's what I use. So I get customers, and when customers buy from me with things that I know is helping them, it helps me because it pays for my product. So, I mean, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. So, you know, get out there, find out more. If you want to go to the convention, it's going to be in New Orleans. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, it will be.
It's going to be something that you want to take and spend time with and learn as much as you can. Every convention that Avon has been amazing. They do such a good job with it. You learn so much from it. And you get to meet some great, great women because I believe that this is a great company that's been around so many years, and it's going to be around for even more.
Amen to that. Okay, well, thank you
yep.
so much, Gillian, and everyone. This is the last week of February. But next month is Women's History Month. Yay! And we're getting just that much closer to spring. this is a good time, everyone. I hope I don't get cut off. This is a good time to start looking for vending opportunities for the summer. Those applications and stuff will start to come out around this time. Okay, everyone. With that being said, have a good night. Gillen, I'll talk to you. And
good night.
Make it happen, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.